council made a decision last night to go ahead, and in doing that, it prevents an alternative being proposed for at least another 12 months as part of the regulation. So, yeah, the two-way option is the one that the council will build.
And do you have any concerns as the CEO of Charles Sturt Council about safety? Because Jeff Walbridge says that if you keep the two-way road, you keep the parking, and then you include a bike lane, it will go from being quite a safe area to quite dangerous at peak times.
Well, there's two ways to look at that. First of all, the council won't build anything that isn't safe. Any environment like that is going to have some potential risk. But at the moment, the great open space that everybody's talking about there has no curb and gutter on the eastern, on the western side, and goes straight off into the dunes. So in terms of being safe for pedestrians and bike users on the bitumen part of the road, it's incredibly dangerous.
And just quickly, was the community consultation that the council ran, did that support this option?
Well, there's been three, as I remember, consultations over this, and there's been a mixed view.
But did any of them support it?
Yes, it did. The first round of consultation was about 50-50 on the one-way, two-way.
And others were opposed?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Right, but you're going ahead with it anyway.
Well, what's the point of community consultation if you don't take any notice of it?
Well, because the council weighed up, a very divided and mixed view about this and decided to go with a two-way. That's not listening to people. That's just making a choice about the information you've received from the community.